some of it is, but what we try to do, and interestingly we got different results than were accepted in physiology, is look at this complex system and study it as a mechanics problem, the flowing fluids in bifurcating type system. And it turned out that some of the more accepted concepts in physiology were probably not correct. The physiologists never analyzed it that way. There have been some other engineering people who analyzed it, and they came to the same conclusions that there are reasons for some things, and they never paid much attention to them. For example, the aorta tapers, and it tapers both geometrically and, interestingly enough, in its elasticity. The amount of elastin in the walls varies. Well, it turns out most people had said that many of the waveforms you see are just due to reflections at the end of this line. We showed that you could get the same waveforms with no reflections, but just due to these, if you analyze the taper carefully, tapered systems had the same properties. And you might say, well, I guess they never looked at it this way. Why is this system tapered? And then why isn't it a nice uniform tube? It isn't. And I suspect the reason it tapers that way is to match impedances, so you get the pulsatile flow flowing out more easily. And this is the sort of thing you could only tell if you did an engineering kind of analysis. If you were a physiologist and you just made measurements, which they do and make some very good ones, you look at them and you say, why is the input one look like this and the output one look like this? And they say, well, gee, somebody told me that there's such a thing as reflection, so maybe that's what's doing it. That's a typical physiological approach to that problem, to do very good pressure measurements. And they get them, and they put them on the desk, and here are the input ones, and here are the output ones, and they look different. There's no question. You just look at them. And then they say, well, how do we explain this? And they come up, but not, they don't analyze it. They come up with an explanation, a heuristic explanation, which may or may not make sense. We try to approach the problem differently. We said, gee, we took an aorta, and there are books that show pictures and the measurements all along, and in fact the elastic contents or the elasticity all along, and said, well, suppose we say that that's their approach isn't why this occurs. What would occur, what would happen if this were a nicely matched system, but it had this taper? Would this difference in waveforms occur? And what I show somewhere in the book is they match up very, very well with this concept, rather than a concept which doesn't match the physiology, because theirs would match if this were uniform systems, but not. So then you realize there are a lot of things in the body that are probably well designed, but nobody gave much thought to why they are designed that way. And, you know, how did they, what purpose does it serve to have a tapered aorta? You might say, Why is it that way? Well, my suspicion is it's that way so that there is a much better transmission.